This is Louis Navalier. It is Tuesday, July 8th. Okay, so a couple of things are going on. First of all, I thought the CPI was going to be out today, and then the PPI tomorrow, and retail sales on Thursday. And apparently I read the wrong thing from MarketWatch. MarketWatch had their economic calendar out of sync. So I apologize for that. Those reports will be out next week. So that just leaves all the trade news overpowering the market. And the big news, of course, is Trump has proposed 25% tariffs on Japan and South Korea. There's also a Japanese election on the 20th, so that is a little testy. But the main thing is the Trump wants everybody uncomfortable, okay? And then, you know, if you promise onshore a lot or buy a lot of U.S. goods, you might get a better deal. So that's up to Japan and South Korea to try to do that. Europe's going to be one of the last to negotiate the EU. The German finance minister keeps threatening retaliatory measures against the U.S. But again, we're just putting on reciprocal trades if they put tariffs on us. So it's just tit for tat. So this is very interesting and to watch, but our revenue from deficits is soaring. Financial Times did a great report that showed the tariff revenue was $24.2 billion in May. It should be headed to $60 billion soon, and it wasn't very much a few months earlier. So this is all going to U.S. Treasury. It's all designed to pay for the tax cuts they just passed, okay? So it's interesting. The market seems to be dealing with it. The market just wants all the uncertainty to be over with. And that's where we're at. So we had a phenomenal second quarter, a good start to July. Some consolidation is normal. Earnings announcements obviously kick out starting next week, starting with the financial stocks. And then the earnings are going to be very good. So it's going to get better as the July unfolds. And, of course, we hope the Fed will cut rates on July 29th because, you know, Powell last week in Portugal said that if we didn't have all these tariffs, he would have already cut rates. So it's an interesting time. I've been on Bloomberg and Fox Business the last couple of days, and all they want to talk about is tariffs, and more tariffs. So I'll try not to bore you with any more tariffs. I'll let you know by the end of the month. Most of it's going to be resolved. The EU will probably be the most difficult because, you know, Brussels is trying to protect 27 nations, and they've all erected their own little barriers. And so the EU is very difficult to deal with. But long term, this is great for America. I'll give you an example. Stellantis right now owes about $3 billion to the EU because they didn't make enough electric vehicles. They really don't want to make more electric vehicles because they can't compete with China. So if you're Stellantis and you got to be all electric by 2035, according to the EU, well, maybe just move all your manufacturing to America where we don't have those rules and we won't be fining you. Oh, and by the way, our electricity is a lot cheaper. And, you know, we'll give visas to your workers that you want to bring over and all that stuff. So I think it's pretty simple. The onshoring in America is real, and we're going to have 5% GDP growth in the upcoming quarters. So it's going to be stunning. So hang on, everybody. Enjoy the ride. It's Louis Navalier.